This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. It's called the Border Surge. More fencing, more drones and cameras, and nearly doubling Border Patrol agents along the U.S.-Mexico frontier. Many Democrats support the measure that could help pave the way toward wider immigration reform. And Senator Lindsey Graham of South Carolina is among the Republicans who call the surge a, quote, game changer. There's a key vote tomorrow on the wider immigration bill, but there is an economic component to the surge. Enrique Azevedo is an anchor and correspondent with the Spanish-language broadcaster Univision. Enrique, okay, good morning.
Good morning. How are you, David?
Good. You covered issues surrounding that place where the U.S. and Mexico comes together extensively. What are you hearing about the possible effect on commerce?
Well, there are around 14 million people living there. $850 million are exchanged every day through that border. And a big percentage of our commercial relationship with Mexico is centered in that region of the world. We're talking about our second most important export market. So to have 40,000 Border Patrol agents, that's one every 250-something feet and a 700-mile wall, it's hardly conducive for free trade and competitiveness, I think.
Now, the thing is, by its nature, it would be designed to stop people from moving illegally across the border. But you're suggesting also that perhaps people who have legal business on either side of the border could run into some trouble.
Exactly. Right now, you have people from the U.S. going to Mexico, people from Mexico going to the U.S. to acquire services and products every day, and businesses on the border that depend on this influx of people. And right now, you have sometimes in the busiest border crossing stations, you have to wait for 3 or 4 hours to go across. Imagine how that's going to be affected now that you have this border surge. But more than that, business is going to boom for those people who traffic immigrants, for human traffickers across the border, because now that it gets harder to go across, people are going to take advantage of that. And the legal flow of people, the legal flow of merchandise is going to be interrupted by this border surge.
Help me understand this point that you're making, almost this paradox. You think that if security is significantly increased, as is proposed here, you think that becomes almost a boon to people who make it their business to try to smuggle human beings?
Of course, because as these routes for illegal immigration become more secure, the only way to go across the border would be with the professionals, the people who know the way inside, the people who bribe agents on both sides of the border to go about their business. So you're actually helping these guys out to have more business.
The border does mark the edges of two sovereign states. I mean, clearly, the U.S. Congress does have a right to beef up security if it wants to.
Of course, the U.S. has a right to do this. And if security is a priority and is at the top of the agenda, we should also be thinking about securing our border with Canada. That's much, much bigger than the border with Mexico, and it's practically unguarded.
Enrique Azevedo, anchor and correspondent with Univision. Always good to talk to you.
Thank you so much, David.